Now, an introduction.
In center field, number 51, Bernie Williams, number 51.
An elegant runner, smart hitter, 4 Gold Glove Awards, and 4 World Series rings with the New York Yankees so far. In the Yankees clubhouse, you can find Bernie Williams at his corner locker. He's the one noodling away at his guitar. And now that guitar playing is featured on Williams' first CD. Most of the songs, like this one, he wrote himself. Williams has been playing guitar since he was 8. He went to a music high school in Puerto Rico, studied classical guitar, played baseball on the side, and his mother had dreams. Bernie would be a doctor, or a lawyer maybe. You were signed by the Yankees in 1985. Is this right? It was the day you turned 17?
Yeah, it was.
And I guess Mom said, well, that's not such a bad deal.
No, actually, she was opposed to it.
Was she?
Yeah, my dad was. My dad was like, oh, you got to go for it, man.
But not Mom.
And it was a big discussion in our house. You know, now we can look back on it and say, oh, it was great. But back then, when I was 17, it was so uncertain. It was like, you know, you got to think about this. You know, what are the chances of you making it? I mean, what are the odds? But now she's my biggest fan. And she's, you know, obviously very proud of my accomplishments.
Let's talk about some of the music on this album. The first cut on the new CD, La Salsa en Mi, is one that you wrote. You wrote a number of the songs on the album, and this is one that you wrote.
I think that was actually the one that took the longest to figure out, I think. It started back when I was in Puerto Rico, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, and I was just playing with the chord progression. And I just kept playing with different ideas over the years. And to me, it's a celebration of my heritage, the salsa rhythms and the syncopation of Puerto Rico, where I grew up. And it has a little jazzy feel to it. And then it has that little Spanish part at the end, kind of like wraps everything together.
There's Ruben Blades on vocals, Bela Fleck on banjo, and some renowned studio musicians, Leland Sklar on bass, Kenny Aronoff on drums. This must have been quite a thing for you to know that these guys were playing on your album.
That was my all-star team playing in that. It was just so amazing to have the opportunity to play with guys so talented. And I had to rise to the occasion and make the guitar sound in a way that, you know, people would say, this guy can play with them, at least. And to me, that was the most challenging part.
To match their level, kind of.
To match their level, definitely.
Do you worry about maybe some people thinking of this as a novelty thing for you, that of course people will agree to play with Bernie Williams? Who's going to turn down Bernie Williams? They'll play on his album, but it's just a novelty thing. It's a vanity project.
Well, I can't really worry about that too much because, you know, we're all different, and we're all going to have our different opinions. And I think I have to stay true to what I believe. And I think that when they hear the music, they're going to realize this is not some novelty project. This guy was serious about what he was doing. And hopefully they'll realize that once they hear the music.
There's one song on this CD that's just you, solo guitar. This is the song Samba Novo by Baden Powell, who is a Brazilian composer and guitar player. Is this a scary thing to be out there solo, no backup band, no, just you?
Yeah, it is scary. And actually, I have a very interesting story about that song. In my high school, we used to have the midterm exams and midterm projects, but since it was a music high school, we had midterm concerts. So that was my piece for one of the years.
This song.
And about middle of the song, I drew a blank. And I forgot the whole thing.
Oh, you froze.
I froze. And I forgot the whole thing. So I started back, you know, from the beginning. And then at the same part, I froze again.
The exact same part.
At the exact same part. And I just threw a cord and I just busted out of the stage running. And I was just a, you know, high school kid. And very frustrating, crying a little bit. But this track, I guess, is kind of like me sort of redeeming myself from that moment.
Yeah, you had to put it on there.
No, I had to put it on. I had to put it on.
Well, Bernie Williams, it's been nice talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Bernie Williams of the New York Yankees. His CD is called The Journey Within.